Hyperliquid gains soften Galaxy Digital's 216 Milmer's Q1 loss. Galaxy Digital reported a $216 million net loss for the first quarter of 2026, with CEO Mike Novogratz pointing to lower crypto prices as the main drag in trading gains from Hyperliquid as the line item that kept the loss from running deeper. The disclosure came in coverage from Decrypt on April 28, 2026. Bitcoin sat at $75,969, down 1.1% over 24 hours as of April 28, 2026, with Ether at 2,273, and the Crypto Fear and Greed Index at 40, neutral, per CoinMarketCap data. The wider drawdown into Q1 close is the backdrop Galaxy is reporting against. Where the loss came from, Novogratz framed the quarter plainly. Galaxy's balance sheet got smaller because the assets on it got cheaper. The firm carries crypto on its books, runs an active trading desk, and operates an asset management arm with token-denominated exposure. When BTC and ETH bled into the end of March, those marks moved against the firm. A $216 million quarterly loss is sizable, but not catastrophic for a firm of Galaxy's footprint. The more interesting story is the offset, Hyperliquid as the offsetting trade. According to the reporting, Hyperliquid trading gains were the standout positive contributor on the quarter. Hyperliquid is the on-chain perpetual futures venue that has steadily taken market share from centralized derivatives books over the past year. For a firm like Galaxy, gains there can show up as direct trading P&L, market-making revenue, or returns on token positions tied to the platform. The framing matters. A year ago, the typical earnings call from a public crypto firm cited Coinbase, Binance, or CME as the venue where flow happened. Galaxy citing Hyperliquid as a material P&L driver is a marker that perp DEXs are now sitting next to spot exchanges on institutional balance sheets, not as experiments, but as load-bearing positions. What it says about the market structure, for readers tracking where institutional crypto flow actually lives, this is a small but real data point. A public audited firm has now told shareholders that on-chain perp activity moved the needle on a quarter, where almost everything else moved against them. That has knock-on implications. If perp DEX revenue is durable enough to absorb a multi-hundred million dollar mark-to-market hit, it will keep showing up in trading desk allocations. It will keep pulling liquidity away from offshore centralized perp venues. And it will keep pushing the conversation about derivatives oversight onto on-chain rails that regulators are still figuring out how to map. For cardholders and crypto spend users, none of this changes day-to-day rails. But it does sharpen the distinction between custodial spending products tied to centralized exchange P&L and self-custody options where user balances do not sit on a counterparty's earnings statement. When custodial issuers post quarters like this, the difference is concrete. A $216 million swing on Galaxy's books is invisible to a self-custody cardholder who is not a creditor of the issuer's trading desk. Open questions before the call. Galaxy's full filing and earnings call will fill in detail the early write-up does not have. Worth watching. The exact size of the Hyperliquid contribution. Is it tens of millions or larger? Whether the gain is principal trading, market making, or token exposure, three very different risk profiles. How Galaxy is modeling that revenue stream going forward, given Hyperliquid's own token economics and competitive pressure from rival perp DEXs. Whether the asset management arm's AUM held up, since management fees lag price moves. Until then, the headline stands. The worst quarter Galaxy has had in some time was made meaningfully less bad by an on-chain venue that did not exist as a serious institutional book 2 years ago.